This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. You're going to love to hear from John Schneider, the Dukes of Hazzard veteran, who's now got a bunch of projects and is caring for his aging mother. But first, some good news. Major breakthroughs in the battle against ALS, thanks to the Ice Bucket Challenge. There have been big breakthroughs in the battle against ALS. Doctors across the country credit the challenge for helping them make major advances. More than 17 million people rose to the challenge last year, getting soaked in the name of charity. Now researchers at Johns Hopkins University say some of the money has helped them better understand a protein in the brain which is dysfunctional in nearly all ALS cases. Supporters of the Ice Bucket Challenge say their new motto is every August until a cure. Actor John Schneider is one busy guy, but his number one priority, caring for his mom. Hey, John, how are things going?
Oh, well, so many things. It's so great. My professional life has the haves and have-nots every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Central. It's doing great on the Oprah Winfrey Network, Tyler Perry Show. Loving it. Have my we're doing a Shakespeare Festival here at my... I have a film studio in Louisiana just outside of Baton Rouge. And we start a new movie next week and blah, blah, blah. It's all great. But the greatest thing is, of course, that I moved my mom into the front house here. Now, this is not a professional thing, so I've kind of jumped here. But I moved my mom. She's 83. I moved her into the front house about a year and a half ago. And discovered just a couple of weeks ago this system called Hey Mom Dad that enables her to get in touch with me and me to be able to get in touch with her and make sure she's doing okay through two little video cameras I have in her. I don't even know if they're called video cameras anymore. Probably not. Two little cameras that I have in her house and three little clickers that enables her to press a button if she falls off the couch or if she has any falling issues. And I don't know if you still have your parents, but the falling issue is the biggest one with my mom. It enables her to push a button and get in touch with me directly and helps the two of us make a decision about whether she just needs to get back on the couch with some help or she needs to get driven to the hospital, I'm sorry, to her doctor, or if she needs an ambulance and she needs to go to the hospital. And with as much travel as I do, it's given me great peace of mind. It's helped her, and I'm excited about this whole thing. Hey, Mom, Dad, or do you have parents?
No, unfortunately, I do not, but I can understand what you're going through. Yeah, I also lost my in-laws over the last few years, too. So, Yeah, I would think that this would be something that people could really, really get into, especially in this day and age, and so many of us are caring for our parents.
Yeah, and it's so funny. Yesterday, somebody called me and said, I've been trying to get your mom on the phone, and she won't answer. Is she okay? All I had to do was look at my cell phone. I clicked on the program, the application, and I went to the living room camera. And I turned it on, and I looked, and there was Mom sitting there with a dog in her lap and a dog by her feet, watching Dr. Phil on the loudest setting the television had. So I was able to know Mom was fine, and I was able to tell Mom's friends who couldn't get in touch with her, I said, Mom's fine, she's just watching TV, it's really loud. So go on over there and don't bother to knock because she'll never hear you. And how cool is that? I did that from just a quarter of a mile away because I was home. But if I was in California, if I was anywhere in the world, I could do the same thing. It's provided me with incredible peace of mind. It helps Mom to maintain her independence because she used to have that other thing that she wore around her neck.
Yeah.
And what they don't tell you, it's a great device, but what they don't tell you is that immediately dispatches an ambulance, which is about $400. So if you need to go to the hospital, then yeah, that's great. But if you just need to get off the floor because you slipped off the couch when you were trying to find your hearing aid battery, which happens a lot.
Right.
Then you don't want to pay $400 to have somebody come in and help you up on the couch from behind the coffee table. I mean, do you?
No, I think this is a much better plan. Now, does she like it as much as you like it?
Well, she does not like technology. She types letters on her computer, prints them, and then mails them in an envelope. So she likes what it does, and she likes that she doesn't have to do anything in order to make it work. But she's wary of all technology. But this one she appreciates because she didn't have to do anything. It took about 15 minutes to install, and all she has to do is live her life the normal way and know where the three little clickers are. One's on the coffee table where she watches TV, one's in the kitchen, and one's out on the porch where she sits with her dogs every afternoon. So it's a really amazing thing.
And she's so old school, she even licks the self-adhesive stamps.
Exactly, right. She's got, in fact, right now she's got three stamps on her tongue and she can't figure out how to get them off.
Now, is she at all concerned that her son John is going to, you know, kind of eavesdrop and kind of, you know, peek at what she's doing when she doesn't want you to?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. She knows what it's for.
All right.
She knows that it's just to make sure she's okay. And the great thing about it is that if she presses that button, it initiates the camera too, so she can be entirely in charge of that.
Oh, cool. Well, that sounds like a great thing.
Really great. And when she sleeps, there's a little strip that you put under the sheet that actually monitors your heart rate at night, and it monitors how many times you get up and you use the restroom, or you get up, period.
Yeah, yeah.
And that may sound a little strange, but I know every time my mom gets up at night that there's a chance she'll fall down. So I can look at the little chart, I can share the little chart with her doctor and say, okay, obviously mom is not sleeping well through the night. We need to do something about that because every time she gets up, there's a chance she'll fall down. So it gives you more information so that you can make better decisions together. Not some third party making a decision about your parents' health and well-being. You and your parent making decisions together about what's best for them. And that's great. So she's part of that now. She's not just living there and seeing me occasionally, and you know, now I'm very much a part of her health and well-being. And I brought her to the doctor yesterday. I was able to speak more about what was going on at home, and it was really great. It helps our relationship. She's 83, so anything you can do to help that relationship, I think it's a good thing.
So now you've run the gamut, John Schneider, from co-founding the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals to elder care.
Exactly. Well, you know,
come full
circle. If
you're
fortunate enough to live that long, you're going to get there. I'm wondering if it doesn't have an application for that as well, because it is like a crib monitor, I guess.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can. But maybe in children's hospitals, how cool would it be? Because a lot of people travel a lot. It's kind of a FaceTime anytime you want. I'm wondering about that.
Yeah.
Your child could press a button and all of a sudden dad's there saying, hey, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, cool.
You can visit. What did they used to say? It's the next best thing to being there. Oh, long distance is the next best thing to being
there. Next best thing to being there. Yeah.
Maybe we'll bring that back.
Terrific. So what is this movie you're going to start shooting?
It's a movie called Bad Blood. It's pretty dark. We do. I write these films, and it's a story about nature versus nurture in a parent. I'm going to play the dad who is a prosecutor who has a tendency toward. He's a little mean spirited, and he's recognizing those qualities in his daughter, and is trying to do something about changing them. So it's an interesting concept, because as I've gone on and on and on in life here, I've realized the similarities between myself and my parents, both good and bad. So I wrote this script about how you can there are some things you can change, and some things you can fight, and some things you just. It's silly as it sounds. I blow my nose exactly like my dad. I cough exactly like my mom.
That's amazing.
I'm sarcastic. My dad was very sarcastic. So it's fascinating. My dad also is one of the reasons why I helped start the Children's Miracle Network, because some of my earliest memories of him was of him playing the guitar in a square dance band for a hospital where they had a wheelchair square dance, and seeing the delight on children's faces. So it's interesting what we pick up from our parents by seeing them, and it's interesting what we get from our parents that we have no control over.
Well, John Schneider, we will always be connected, because last time we spoke, we found out that you were born on the same day, April 8th, 53 years to the day after my first granddaughter was born, at the same hospital, Northern Westchester Hospital in Mount Kisco.
Hey!
So we will always have that link.
We'll always have that connection. Always have that connection. It's so cool.
Thank you, John. All the best to you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Folks, if you want to know more about it, it's heymomdad.com. Very simple. Check it out. If it's something you need, then go get it.
Thank you so much. All the best with all your projects and your mom.
Thanks very much. You have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
With actor John Schneider, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668. 1668.